Horáková.
The government is set to launch a slew of sell-offs in order to raise money for new roads, it was reported this week. It's hoping around a third of the 45 billion Czech crowns needed for the State Infrastructure Fund in 2008 will come from privatizations. Later this year, it should offload a 7% stake in power giant ČEZ. The state will not let more of the company go for security reasons. But there is bound to be more discussion about other privatizations the government is preparing. Prague Airport, Czech Airlines, the cargo unit of Czech Rail, Czech Post and the Budějovický Budvar brewery could all go on the block.
Škoda Auto is the biggest company in the Czech Republic, with revenues of over 200 billion Czech crowns. That's around $9.5 billion last year. That's according to an annual ranking published by the Czech Top 100 Association. Škoda was followed by power generator ČEZ, Unipetrol or WE Transgas, and Foxconn CZ. Czech Top 100 also said Škoda Auto was far and away the country's biggest exporter. The Mladá Boleslav-based car maker exported almost 180 billion crowns, Czech crowns, in cars in 2006. That's almost 10% more than the previous year. The second biggest exporter was Unipetrol, with 44 billion crowns. And getting back to Škoda just for a moment, production of its new Praktik model has just started. The Praktik is a two-seat van version of the Roomster.
Dutch giant Heineken has just bought the Czech brewery Krušovice from Radeberger Gruppe KG. Heineken also owns the Czech brand Starobrno, and this week's acquisition brings its share of the Czech beer market to 8%, moving it up to third place in terms of market position. The Royal Brewery of Krušovice, located around 70 kilometers west of Prague, was founded in 1517.
The company Patria Direct, part of the Patria Finance Group, is hoping a new television advertising campaign will encourage more Czechs to buy shares, Lidovanovny reported. A spokesperson told the Daily that investing in shares in the Czech Republic is considerably less common than in advanced countries, particularly the United States.
The consumption of power in the Czech Republic has been affected by the growing popularity of air conditioning systems, Mladá Fronta Dnes reported on Friday. For instance, electricity consumption usually falls in May, but this year there was a 3.7% increase. That was also influenced by higher industrial output, but the use of air conditioning was also a factor. Makers of air conditioning units report a surge in demand. Meanwhile, high consumption means technicians at power stations have so far been unable to follow their tradition of using the summer period as a chance to do repairs.
And given that it's around 30 degrees Celsius outside,